tree and just hand it this way. Don't even need a drink of water to make the headache go away. Give me a sugar pill and watch me just rattle down the street.
That was the White Stripes with Girl, You Have No Faith in Medicine off of Elephant, dedicated to my best friend Marina, who I love and loved in high school. And yeah, she's great. Okay.
Cute.
Thanks so much. Anna Rose, what are we doing here in the radio station right now?
What we're doing right now is we are celebrating our theme for Fun Drive, which is Crush on Community Radio, by going through a list of songs that reminded us of our crushes in high school. Basically just sort of like bearing our souls for everybody out there. This is very emotional and I'm feeling very raw. mostly embarrassment. Yeah. That's mostly what it is. And this is a really great illustration of what CITR is capable of doing too, because we can just make these choices.
Yeah.
And just go super far with them.
Yeah. If you have an idea for a radio show or a podcast, we can help you realize it. And that's one of the great things about this station. So if you're inspired to come make radio by listening to this hour of radio, you can come down to the station any weekday at noon. We give tours. If that doesn't work for you, we can sort out another day. And if you want to keep supporting this kind of content to make sure that your drive time is a little more entertaining, go to CITR.ca/donate and chuck us a couple of bucks. We would appreciate it.
Very much. We actually, I believe, still have a couple of song dedications available at the $101.9 price point. We pick that one because we're big nerds for CITR.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a crush on anyone at CITR, you could dedicate the song to them, making it the most unbelievable Valentine's Day.
Wow.
Right?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
You want to be that person.
Definitely.
I think we only have 3 spots left.
Yeah, something like that. So,
yeah, we'll be broadcasting
those donations
them.
In.
We'll be broadcasting them from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. tomorrow morning. And if you decide to donate at the $101.9 level, we will let you know which half hour bracket your song dedication will fall into. And we will read the dedication out on air to your honey or your pal, whoever it is. Someone, I think you could dedicate it to anything. I think
Absolutely.
There's someone who dedicated to a pet.
Yes, a dog, but he didn't have a song, and so I emailed him. And the song, should I keep it a surprise for tomorrow?
Yeah, keep it a surprise.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah,
so everyone has to listen in.
Yeah, but it's
set your
be,
alarms.
It's going to be very cute.
Yeah.
Okay, so Anna Rose, where are we headed with High School Crush?
So I'm actually quite glad that this will probably be my last song
yes.
on the show, because I was racking my brain while coming up with my playlist, trying to think of who I even had crushes on in high school. And so I called my friend and she was like, you didn't really have that many crushes in high school. And we all thought it was like super weird, kind of, right? Because it just didn't happen very frequently. And then when I did, everyone would freak out. Anyway, so this song, this is Possibly Maybe by Bjork. And it really encapsulates how I felt in high school a lot, which was kind of like, yeah, that might be cool, but also like I'm kind of cool just like with my own company by myself over here. Maybe part of that was how much weed I smoked out of a pop can, like it was the aluminum or something, but a lot of my friends did too, so I don't think it was that.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah, this is Bjork, which also holds up. Possibly Maybe.
Great. Thank you.
As much as I definitely enjoy solitude, I wouldn't mind perhaps spending little time with you. Sometimes, sometimes, possibly, maybe.
That's Bjork with Possibly Maybe off of her record Post. From Anna Rose, dedicated to Guess Kind of to Yourself.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good way of putting it.
That's very sweet. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this brings us to the end of our slightly more than an hour of songs dedicated to our crushes in high school. Thanks for listening, everybody. I hope
yes,
you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I hope you've had your fill of caffeine, that you're at work or wherever you needed to go this morning. And that you have a great day. Have an incredible day. And also donate to CITR 101.9 FM. You know that. You're listening. So it's CITR.ca/donate. We are on our way to reaching, I think we'll crack 20 grand for Fund Drive.
Yeah, for sure.
Which is a great chunk of money. And we really appreciate everyone who's already donated. If you've been putting it off, do so now. Make sure to check your favorite show off when you donate, or you can donate to Discorder Magazine, which we also publish. And come to our Fun Drive finale show tomorrow night at Redgate Art Society. It's going to start at 9 p.m. And there are five?
So many bands.
Yeah, five incredible acts.
And a DJ.
It's going to be so much fun. Like, please
and
come.
And a silent auction.
Yeah.
Which I cleaned up at last year. There's, like, a ton of really, really great deals.
Yeah, really great stuff from incredible businesses around the city. And the bands are Psy, What, Big City, Cannon Moolot, and Devours.
And then Frankie Teardrop will be playing between sets, too. It's so many people
and
playing.
Afterwards, if people want to dance.
Yes, so very much.
It's going to be a banger. Please come out and support us. And cheers, everyone. Have a great Thursday. And we're going to head into Convictions and Contradictions now on CITR 101.9 FM. Bye.
Bye.
Fun Drive 2020, CITR's annual fundraising week, is happening between February 5th and February 14th. This is the one week of the year where we ask you to dig deep and give what you can to support local, independent, community radio. Our goal this year is to raise $30,000, which is a lot, but with your help, we can definitely get there. This year's Fun Drive theme is Crush on CITR, and we've got some amazing Crush-appropriate swag for you when you donate. We're talking about branded CITR and Discorder candy hearts, limited edition toques and mugs, and even on-air song dedications. That's right, donate the right amount and you can publicly express your crush on someone in maybe the most romantic way possible, by dedicating a song to them which will play on CITR on Valentine's Day. Fun Drive is happening February 5th to the 14th, but you can show your love for CITR right now by going to citr.ca/donate. And thank you.
That's why they call them crushes. 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 Crushes.
At CITR, we work really hard to empower our community by getting that community on air. That means you, listening right now, can have a show on CITR. We'll even give you all the trainings it takes to get you there for free. But is this something most radio stations offer? We called a few to find out.
Good afternoon, 102.7 The Peak.
Good afternoon, C-Fox.
Jack FM.
Hi. So here's the deal. I really want to get a show on your station. I'll be honest, I don't have any radio experience, but I assume that won't be a problem.
Unfortunately, I mean, it doesn't necessarily work like that.
Okay, Virgin doesn't do that.
No?
No. Unfortunately, we don't exactly have any positions open at the moment.
No.
No?
No.
Okay. But you offer some sort of, like, training program, right? So I could eventually get a show?
Not at this station. I mean, usually start off in some sort of accredited college program.
I've never seen it done, but I mean.
I haven't really heard of that, no, but I am the newest one in the building, pretty much. I've only been here about 9 months.
Okay, I see. Well, thanks for answering my questions. Okay.
Yep.
Bye bye. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Bye bye bye. Keep unaccredited weirdos on the air. Donate to CITR. Visit citr.ca/donate or call 604-822-8648.
Hi, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Neetu Da, and this is my show, Convictions and Contradictions, otherwise known as CEC, probably the only radio show to ever be subtitled, ironically. We are broadcasting from the traditional unceded territory of the Musqueam and Coast Salish people, and this is CITR 101.9 FM. And today's show is a special show, as CITR and Discorder Magazine is having their annual fundraiser event, and the last day to donate is tomorrow. So you have today and tomorrow as your last chance to donate to my show or other shows or just to the radio station in general. Now, if you would like to donate, there are two ways to do that. You can donate online by going to citr.ca, and then in the upper right corner, you should see a button called Donate, and just follow the instructions. It's pretty self-explanatory. You know, you can figure it out just by doing it. Or, of course, you can call. Our phone lines are open. You can call 604-822-8648. Again, the number is 604-822-8648. We have people on standby ready to take your call. We have this event every year. This year's theme is having a crush on CHR. Do you have a crush on CHR? I mean, I definitely have a crush on CHR. But again, I volunteer here, so of course I have a crush on CHR. The question is, do you have a crush on CHR? And of course, Discorder Magazine, let's not leave them out of the loop. So again, you can donate. If you donate to my show, if you donate $30 to my show, then you can get a customized CC t-shirt. So you'll get, it's a white t-shirt with CC's logo on it. If you like to see more, if you go to, you can go to my webpage on CHR, and from there you can go to my Facebook page, and you can see Miles Black, who was a former music director here. You can see him modeling the beautiful shirt. So you can win that. I ask that, you know, if you're able to donate, please do. You're supporting me and everything we do here at the station. You support our radio. You, of course, support Discorder Magazine and all of us illustrators. I'm an illustrator for Discorder Magazine, and I do it for free. And I would like it to continue and work for free for Discorder Magazine, just because I love seeing my work in paper, in print, published, and, you know, around Vancouver and all over the place, knowing that people are seeing it in this magazine. So again, please donate. But now let's move on with the show. So good morning, everybody, again. Sometimes I forget to say that, but it is morning. So I'm going to continue with my two guests, Henry and Fionn. I have been talking with them about our co-op experience with Arts Co-op here at UBC. We've been discussing our experiences about getting into the co-op, why were we interested in being a co-op program, and also talking about interviews and resumes and whatnot. And now we move on with that discussion. So, interviews. Interviews, they're not all the same. Sometimes it can be even hard just to find the room or where you're supposed to meet. That can be difficult at times. Mm-hmm. And phone interviews are a completely different thing from, like, in-person interviews. There was one position where before the interview, they actually gave me the questions. This happened for a few interviews.
Oh, okay.
Few interviews where they gave me the questions beforehand, and then they gave me a few minutes, like 30 minutes, like 15 to 30 minutes to look it over, to read it through, and actually, like, write down, like, what I'd like to say.
Huh.
I don't remember which employers, but they let me do that. And then after that, they invited you into the room, you know, they introduced themselves, and then you answered the questions based on what you thought before. And then also at the end of most interviews, I think for all interviews they do this, at the end you can ask the employers questions.
Right.
Usually I always go in with the same questions.
Like,
my questions are usually, what has your personal experience been with the organization? Like, if you could tell me, how do you feel about the work environment, the work here, your colleagues, things like that. And then I would ask, if you've had co-op students before, what did they struggle with the most? And then, you know, they would answer. Maybe it was jargon. Maybe it was a specific part of the job they always struggled with. Or I would ask about, what is the training like? Those were usually what my questions were.
Those are really good questions. I should learn from you.
Yeah.
I've just done so many interviews. That's really it.
Yeah, for me, I think my interview process was basically, I started in the summer, so I already planned on taking jobs in fall, so I just started applying in the summer.
So you guys both got it in your intended work terms.
Yeah, kind of.
I did it.
Yeah, so while I was doing job applications, I kind of started, I believe, in June when I was applying, because Arts Co-op like said, I was like, oh, most jobs are given out in July, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, they give you all these stats.
Yeah, they give you a lot of stats. And you're like, oh, okay, I'll do that then. Mm-hmm. And so I started out like mid-June and started applying. And then because I kind of started out then, I applied like to a lot of positions that week. I got my interviews all the same week as well. Mm-hmm. And it was just really stressful with the three interviews per week. And you're just like, oh my gosh. Oh,
that can be difficult.
Yeah, which one do I prepare for? How do I prepare for this? One interview after another. And I actually did have a conflict with the interviews. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, I got to email the arts coordinator. And then I have to email like the employer themselves. Yeah. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I do have another co-op commitment to do with. And because I accepted the other job interview first, so I have to, like, you know, schedule that time as well.
Right. Yeah, it can be, sometimes it's difficult for the interview times because you can't really change them. You have to adapt to it. They don't adapt to your schedule. You just have to make it. You have to make it to the interview.
Yeah, and if you do have to, like, change it, you just have to make sure your tone is correct. And you should be apologetic and be like, I'm sorry, I really can't make it. Let's want to make it to this interview.
Yes.
Could you please give me another chance?
Yes. Please give me another time that you would be available for that. So what are some tips that we can give co-op students, or not even co-op students, just people who are going for interviews based on our experiences so far?
For me, I think the best idea would be to use the STAR method and find a situation and just like list them down, and like maybe in a Word document just type out the STAR method for each situation. That way you can be better prepared for the interview. I think that's definitely helped me, so that way I'm not really thinking on the spot, or I'm not really lost or just diverting into some other universe when I'm in the interview.
Right.
But yeah, no, I think that's helped me a lot. I think one of my coordinators has suggested that idea and it's helped since.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. I usually like to write down a piece of paper, like the keywords. Like whatever, like the keywords I put in my resume and cover letter or whatever's in the job posting, I usually take those keywords and I try to like incorporate it in my answers. If they're looking for oral communication skills or written communication skills or critical thinking, or that's another thing we can talk about, what skills usually come up. But I would usually write those down and then try to incorporate it in my answer.
Yeah, for me, and when you're preparing stories and like experiences through the STAR method, there's a lot of interview questions that can be answered with the same story. Like, with those interview questions, they're basically asking for the same skill. They're asking for the same, they're looking for the same thing that you described in one of your STAR method developed stories. And I think when you're preparing your STAR method stories, then you can definitely, like, cater that to a lot of interview questions that may seem different at first, but they're essentially asking the same thing.
Yeah, you want to use different experiences. Like, you don't, like for Henry, you don't always want to say Abercrombie and Fitch. you want to diversify a little bit. You want to say, oh, this volunteer experience. Or for me, I don't think I've mentioned my previous work. I said Access Pro Bono as an internship, and then I worked as a waitress. I worked as a kitchen prep cook. Here at CATR, I was the promotions director. I have my radio show. I volunteered here. So I always try to, like, jump in between the two, not always one example, one experience or one job placement for all of the questions.
For me, actually, even though I did only have one experience to talk about, and that was the most relevant to most of the job postings I applied to, if you use the STAR method, like, you know, the method where I've... STAR method, but like writing down each situation on a Word doc. And if you do that enough times, you'll actually start to see that you can use the same situation, but if you just change the words slightly, you can use it for virtually every situational question they ask you. Mm-hmm. And it's actually something I've learned. So just do that.
Yeah, if you just adapt it, if you just, it's like a resume. If you just change like little things, you can like use the same thing over and over again.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also remember that you want to put your most recent experience as well. Yes. I got that criticism for an interview I did before. And basically I used, oh, I also didn't talk about my previous experiences, but basically I worked, or I volunteered in the environmental club, like Henry, in the, as a leader of the environmental club. And then basically I used that experience to describe my like planning skills and like how I did organizational skills for this interview that they asked specifically for organizational skills for. Mm-hmm. And what I got back was basically, because you used this kind of experience that was from a long time ago, we would have preferred you use some more recent experience.
Right.
And I know it is really hard to find recent experience when you are thinking, oh, this story is the best suited for this job. But at the same time, that's what employers want. Right. So just be mindful of that.
Yeah. And don't forget that it doesn't have to be like volunteer experience or work experience. It could be classroom experiences. It could be a project you worked on for a class. It could be a group project. It could be an essay. It could be a presentation. You can definitely talk about that too. That's a criticism I got a lot. Mm. Where you can rely, I was relying a lot on my like my internship and my time here at CITR, and they said you could say more about like your schooling, like what some difficult situations you ran into your classes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for me, I've had criticisms about, so same as you guys, mm-hmm. but I think for me, they wanted me to use more of my volunteer experience and mm-hmm. classroom experience on top of what I already had. But I think for me, it just wasn't really applicable mm-hmm. to most of the jobs I was applying to. And not only that, it wasn't really getting straight to the point. I feel like I had to write like an entire essay just to get to the point. Yeah. Like, and you can't have a 4-page cover letter. That's not happening, right?
That's happened to me too, where you're answering a question and you want to explain it so they understand the whole situation. That's where you start with the situation. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you get so caught up in, I've had all that critique details. So many times. Yeah. You don't have to mention the manager's name, or you don't have to mention, oh, this switch happened and that's why this happened. You can just say, okay, here's where I worked. This was the task. This is what I did.
Yeah.
Like for me,
Be more concise.
Yeah. But like for me, like I was trying to use my environment club and my Pink Day experience back when I was volunteering in high school. And well, like first off, that was at least 4 or 5 years ago. I can't mm-hmm. remember any of that. Mm-hmm. Second, let's say I do use that. It's not relevant half the time, maybe more than that. I go to the beach, clean up with using the tonsils and a garbage bag, or I'm a Pink Day and I'm just organizing shirts, but there really isn't any analytical thought or like nothing that really relates to the job itself.
Right.
So, and I can't force it in.
Right.
Because it would look really bad if you force it in too. So mm-hmm. there is that you have to consider when you're running applications. Yeah.
And on that note of forcing things in, I'm going to force it another little spiel or my nice, beautiful soapbox of FunDrive. Again, FunDrive is an event here at CHR, an annual fundraiser we have here to get money to support the station and our magazine, Discorder magazine. So again, I implore you to donate. Again, you can donate online at CITR.ca, or you can call 604-822-8648. But now, while you consider that proposition we have given you, I will play this next song from Jessica Moss's album Entanglement called Fractals, Truth One.
Fund Drive 2020, CITR's annual fundraising week, is happening between February 5th and February 14th. This is the 1 week of the year where we ask you to dig deep and give what you can to support local, independent, community radio. Our goal this year is to raise $30,000, which is a lot, but with your help, we can definitely get there. This year's Fund Drive theme is Crush on CITR, and we've got some amazing Crush-appropriate swag for you when you donate. We're talking about branded CITR and Discorder candy hearts, limited edition toques and mugs, and even on-air song dedications. That's right, donate the right amount and you can publicly express your crush on someone in maybe the most romantic way possible, by dedicating a song to them which will play on CITR on Valentine's Day. Fund Drive is happening February 5th to the 14th, but you can show your love for CITR right now by going to citr.ca/donate. And thank you.
That's why they call them crushes. Crushes. Crushes.
When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag, all types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
And we're back. This is CITR 101.9 FM. Again, Fund Drive, Fund Drive, Fund Drive, Fund Drive, Fund Drive, Fund Drive. Our current annual fundraiser going on now until Valentine's Day, so please donate if you can. But now let's get back to the show. Me and my friends here, Henry and Fionn, we were talking about interviews, so let's get back into it. Sometimes it's hard to relate your experience to the position, and especially hard if you're really interested in this position, but your experience just doesn't match it. You can't match your skills to it. And so, like Henry was saying, sometimes you just can't even force it in. Sometimes you just don't have the experience for a position. And that can be difficult to deal with if you really want. Like, I've had that where there's a position I was interested in, but I gave up on it because in, like, this required skills, there's one that I didn't have. So that I can't really do anything about it. I don't think I'll get the position because I don't have that skill. So I'm just not going to apply.
Mm-hmm. And I know previously we did say that there was a lot of skills that you can get from likely not relevant jobs,
yeah,
but there is like a limit that we need to make sure.
You can only stretch it so far.
Yeah, exactly.
For once, I knew the phrase that I was thinking of. I got it this time. You can only stretch it so far, yeah. Like a rubber band. Eventually, it'll snap, and that'll be bad.
Yeah.
So what are some general tips? Like, what's the basic, like the basics for interviews? I would say dress professionally, of course, and then you want to be on time.
Yeah.
You definitely want to be on time. In fact, I would say you should be early. Be early to the interview. If it's somewhere you haven't been before, then maybe like do a practice run. Practice taking the bus and going there.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even at the same time the interview is. Just make sure, like, don't make a situation where you have mm-hmm. to tell your coordinator or the employer, I got lost.
Yeah.
Or the bus didn't arrive on time.
Yeah.
You don't want to give excuses.
Yeah, and I think generally 15 minutes is probably mm-hmm. a good time to
yes.
be early with. You don't want to be too early to be like, oh, I'm so
yeah.
eager. I'm gonna. This is the job that I want. This is. Well, I mean, that's what you want to demonstrate, but you don't want to be that early.
Mm-hmm.
But you also don't want to be 5 minutes early and just barely get there on time,
yeah.
and your appearance is like, oh, I'm so tired, mm-hmm. but I'm here. Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah.
Why are you laughing?
Why are you laughing, Henry?
No, because I was just thinking about when I ran into you for our interview.
When me and Henry were applying, and when I went in for the interview, that's where I met Henry. It was me, Henry, and another student. We, the three of us, were being interviewed at the same time.
Yeah, no, and because I was actually from the call center, and I thought there was enough time. I knew where the interview was. I thought I had enough time, but then when I got there, I didn't realize that I was such a slow walker.
That's when you learn.
So then I get in there. I'm like, okay, it's here. Let's hope I'm not late. And like the two of you were already there already, and it just made me feel a little awkward. But yeah, no, be on time, and honestly, run if you need to.
Yeah, run. Like, don't be, like, there. You know how there's some of those people who, when their bus is there and it's a little far off, but they don't want to run for it.
Yeah.
So they just walk and wait for the bus to leave and then just wait for the next one. Like, just run for it. What are you embarrassed about? Like, just go for it. Apparently, a PO does that, though.
I should probably change that. But at the same time, like, part of the reason why I do that is because after work, I'm really tired. I'm just watching the bus and I'm like, you know what? It doesn't hurt to stay a few more minutes here. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to walk. And if the bus leaves, the bus leaves. If the bus stays and I get on, that's perfectly fine too.
Honestly, I've done that too. But that's when I knew that it's not like a deadline to where I'm going.
Yeah, exactly.
But if there is, then of course,
then
I'm going to chase that bus. I'm going to chase the bus down until that's the odd point.
Yeah, no, I get it. Yeah, yeah. That's only for relaxed
circumstances. For relaxed circumstances. So yeah, be dressed appropriately. Speak appropriately. If you're someone who uses like slang a lot, it might be difficult to convert to professional speak. Mm-hmm. So definitely watch out for that. When you go for an interview, you know, you also have to engage with small talk with your employer sometimes. Sometimes they might have you like wait in the lobby, and then they'll come get you, and then they'll take you to another floor somewhere else in the building. And while you're walking, you know, you don't want dead silence.
Exactly. Yeah.
You want some sort of conversation going on. And they might initiate it, which is nice because it's easier for you. They might ask, oh, how was your like trip in? Like, was it difficult to get here? Was it hard to find the building? But you also want to, you also just, you know, like, how are you? That sort of thing. You know, just small talk, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, how's your day so far? Anything difficult happen today? You know?
Yeah, just like that. Common courtesy. It doesn't have to be anything like interview related, just how's your day been, like, did you get your coffee this morning?
Yeah, and you don't want to be too personal either. You want like a nice level. So, but there has been times where after an interview, that's usually when you might get more personal, like as you're heading out. That happened once where I interviewed, then afterwards we were kind of having like a light conversation. They mentioned something about Mother's Day was coming up, and so we just had like a nice chat about that. That was about it. Any other tips for interviews besides like the basics? Definitely come prepared. Know the job posting. Don't mix the job postings with a different one.
Yeah.
Don't go in there with the wrong skills. Know which ones they are. Use the right keywords. And if they ask you a question and you need some time to prepare it, don't be afraid to just say, you know, I need a minute to think about it. Or not maybe not a minute, but I need like some time to just absorb it, think it through. Sometimes they might even give you like a notepad where you can just sort of write down some things.
I would plan it out and maybe just have like a map of like what could potentially happen. And that goes for everything, even for interviews, during interviews, before and after the interviews, because time for me when I was applying for positions, they were really tight. Like when I was in the interview, I had to just get out and go back to work. So even that required some planning and thought.
Yes, definitely. Sometimes it can be difficult to plan it out too. Yeah. But depending on your schedule, definitely it can be difficult. And another thing, I had something else to say, but it's escaping my mind like it does for a lot of people. It's, you know, you just lose it sometimes. It just slips. Okay, I think I remember what I wanted to transition into, and that is that we've so far only focused on in-person interviews where you go to the employer's, you know, company building or wherever the interview is, and you sit down, you're with them in person, and you're face-to-face doing the interview. But we haven't talked much about over the phone interviews, you know, as the phrase or the term implies, it's over the phone. You don't see each other face to face. So we'll come back and we'll talk about that. But first, let me play another track from Jessica Moss, who is someone that I really like. I've never met this person before, but I've played their songs on my show multiple times just because I love the music. And this show, my show, Convictions and Contradictions, or CC for short, only plays instrumental music because, hey, instrumental music is awesome and great. And if you've ever seen any type of media, filmmaking, motion pictures, then you love that instrumental music in the background. So here is Jessica Moss's Fractals, or Truth 2, again from their album Entanglement.
Thank you. The Study and Go Abroad Fair is back in town on Tuesday, March 3rd at the Vancouver Convention Center, East Building. Meet face-to-face with top universities from around the world. Learn about degrees in law, medicine, health sciences, arts, technology, pharmacy, business, hotel management, and much more. Check out the Travel Zone for internships, language travel, and work abroad. For more info, visit www.studyandgoabroad.com. Admission is free.
Playing your favorite songs for 13 years. The morning what? The morning after whatever you did last night. Live music, local talents, and music you won't hear anywhere else. The Morning After Show, every Tuesday, 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
Sunday, Monday, Sunday, Thursday night only, Thunderbird Radio Hell.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, Jay. How's it going?
All right, I guess.
I didn't think I would bump into you in the street.
No, usually on Thursday nights, I'm listening to Thunderbird Radio Hell.
So am I.
Yeah, usually the radio has a show on at 9 p.m. to 11.
9 p.m. to 11 p.m. That's right.
It's a pretty good show.
Is that the show with the live bands?
Yeah, it sounds like there's talking between the band and the guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Interviewing bands while they're still alive.
I'll check it out.
Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. The